First of all, I want to welcome everybody. It's really a pleasure to participate together with the other Rebbeim and to give a big yasher koach to those who organize. Even the technology itself obviously is challenging. So I guess it's very impressive that that this was all able to be coordinated in a matter, and hopefully people can hear. I'm not used to being to giving a shiur where I can't either hear the people or get some sort of feedback, but I guess unless I get some questions through a piece of paper, I'll never know. But either way, just to poskin b'kvod achsanya before I start with the shiur proper, as I understand it, this is really a day to celebrate the special character of our yeshiva, of our Beis Medrash, and that, of course, itself traverses, the past, the present, and the future. We are very proud of the Mesorah that we have, the great Talmidei Chachamim, whose impact really is indelible on all of us, and really set the tone, for the kind of growth that takes place in our Beis Medrash. And we're certainly, very, very proud of our Talmidim, who are so dedicated and dynamic, both. And it's good to see many of them here as well. So we're happy to have this kind of a day to display that to the community, and to hope that alumni and others continue to benefit from the kind of Torah that we try to disseminate in the yeshiva, and to partner with us going forward. So of course we're in the period now of Sfiras HaOmer, and fortuitously, the parsha that we read yesterday was Parshas Emor, and that confluence of Parshas Emor, and which of course in the Kriyas HaTorah, and also the Parshas HaMoadim, is really one which I really couldn't ignore when they asked me to come up with a topic for this year. So in Parshas Emor, the Torah delineates the Moadim. We have here in the Mar Mekomos, I'm not sure if we're on the same page of the Mar Mekomos, but I'll give you the ones that I have. Certainly, either way, this is in the beginning. The Torah begins with a delineation of Shabbos, and from there, it elaborates Pesach, and from Chodesh Nisan, it goes through the cycle of all of the Moadim, ending with Sukkos. Then you have a bit of a summary, and then you have a second rendition of Sukkos. The construction of Parshas Emor and the language that is used, is not only food for thought, it's really a foundation for understanding the special Kedushas Hayom of each and every one of the Moadim. And therefore, if we're trying to get a handle on Sfiras HaOmer and this interim period between Chag HaMatzos and Zman Matan Torah Seinu, which we're in right now, so we begin our analysis always with Parshas Emor. And what's particularly fascinating when we look at the treatment of where we are presently in the calendar in this Parsha is the heavy emphasis on the Korbanos of Korban HaOmer and Korban Shtei Halacha. And the reason for that being significant is when we contrast it with the general character and nature of the Parsha. One of the things that is most notably absent in Parshas HaMoadim, in Emor, is Korbanos. The relationship of Korbanos to this Parsha, as Ramban notes, and we'll read some of the passages in just a minute, is extremely dialectical. Right. On the one hand, the psukim, several psukim, are merames. They hint at the centrality of bringing korbanos on each and every one of the chagim. When the Torah summarizes after the first rendition of Chag HaSukkos, it basically reiterates that these are days of bringing korbanos and everything that is significant for. On the other hand, we're also aware that there's a separate and independent parsha of Karbanos, of the Musafim, in Parshas Pinchas, in Sefer Bamidbar. And the question is, why, of course? Depending on how we understand the answer to the question, whenever there's an exception to the rule, when we have an elaboration of Dine Karbanos in the context of Parshas Emor, Ein Ze Omer Ella Darsheni, then we would have to understand why this would be an exception, right, to that rule. So first let me just establish very briefly the facts. So the facts are, in the Psukim in front of you, Parshas Emor begins, the Parshas Amodim, Perek Chav Gimel Pasuk Aleph. It roughly goes to, like, you know, Pasuk, depending on how you break it up, 40-odd Psukim. And from Pasuk Tes through Chav Beis, we have almost an exclusive discussion of the Korban HaOmer, Sfiras HaOmer, and the Korban Shtei Alechem. And of course, you know, one Pasuk, which is connected to the Korban Shtei Alechem, dealing with the holiday of Shavuot. So for example, if you go to the beginning of the Mar Makomos, Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe le'mor, Daber al Bnei Yisrael v'amarta lehem, Ki sabo al haaretz asher ani nosem lachem, U'kitzartem etz ktzira, v'aveisem etz omer reishis ketzirchem el hakohen, Psukim Tes en Yud, are a total departure from what we have read previously in the Parsha, which was about Shabbos, and about the first day of Chag HaMatzos, and the reference to the fact that Chag HaMatzos lasts 7 days. The Psukim continue, as you can see, till the end of Pasuk Yudalid, we read about Korban HaOmer. Pasuk Tezvav is dedicated to Sfiras HaOmer. Usfartem Lachem Yimachras HaShabbos, B'yom HaViyachem Es HaOmer HaTnufa, Sheva Shabbosos Temimos Tiena. That's the Pasuk of Sfiras HaOmer. And then again, you have Ad Mimachros Hashabbos Hashviyas Tisbru Chamishim Yom Vikravtem Mincha Chadash Al Hashem. You have the pasuk overlapping Sfiras HaOmer leading to Mincha Chadasha, which is the Korban Shtei Alechem. Then you have the psukim dealing with the Korban Shtei Alechem, starting from Tezayin, Yudzayin, Yudches, Yutes, Chaf, all the unique features of the Korban Shtei Alechem, which I will get back to. And then in pasuk Chaf Aleph, you finally get to the Kedushas Hayom of Chag HaShavuos. Ukrasim be'etzam hayom hazeh mikra kodesh yielachem kovalach hasavodah lo sasu chukas olam b'chol moshvoseichem l'doroseichem. So that is the reference to Shavuos. Of course, it's also very fascinating, we'll get back to this, that the name Shavuos is not mentioned, just mikra kodesh. It's the only one of the holidays in this parsha that isn't designated with a name. It's simply Ukrasim be'etzam hayom hazeh after the period of Sfiras HaOmer, and b'chol moshvoseichem l'doroseichem. And then, of course, a very intriguing final pasuk would be Kutzrichem etz k'tzir artzichem lo techale pa'as sadcha b'kutzrecha v'leket k'tzir chalos elakeit la'aniv la'ger tazov osam ani Hashem Elokeichem. A reference to the mitzvah of Peah and Matnas Aniyim, Tzedakah, which seems totally, out of context, you know, in this particular setting. So the Parsha, beginning with Korban HaOmer, transitioning to Sfiras HaOmer, transitioning to Korban Shnei Alechem and Chag HaShavuos, in every respect is unique and against our expectations. What do I mean about against our expectations? As I mentioned before, because Emor mostly, I wouldn't say ignores, but it certainly avoids any kind of specifics or details when it comes to the Karbanos. So if you look at the Ramban, here again on page 1, Ramban makes note of this. Daber al Bnei Yisrael, says the Ramban, Pasuk Beis, I hope everybody has that. Ramban says, Ein lekoanim esek b'inyan amoados yoser me'asher liYisrael bahem. Meaning, it's very striking that unlike other parshios in Vayikra, the emphasis when it comes to Parshas HaMoadim is not on the Kohanim, which it typically is in Torah's Kohanim, but on Bnei Yisrael, more broadly speaking. Al kein lo hiskir b'parsha hazos aron u'banav, Ramban kedarko you know, is always so sensitive, you know, to every word in the parsha, and his encyclopedic knowledge and his acute instincts, you know, allow him, like, immediately, you know, to compare it, to contrast, to juxtapose, to parallel parshios. So what he's saying is, isn't it fascinating that, you know, the term B'nai Yisrael is used here and not Aaron u'Banav, which is the typical one in Toras Kohanim? She'yichlol es kulam ki'echad. Why? Ki lo yifaresh karbonos ha-musafim b'parsha hazos. Ramban says, because you should be aware that there's an independent parsha ha-musafim, and musafim are mostly excluded from this parsha. Aval, hiskir ha-moadim kam b'Toras Kohanim. So then the question, you know, begs itself, and that is, if this is not addressed to the Kohanim, and it's not a parsha which is going to zero in or focus on Karbanos, so what's it doing in Sefer Vayikra at all? Says the Ramban, Shehem Yimei HaKarbanos. Ramban says something fascinating. The Lamdus is, a Moed is a Yom Korban. The details of the Korban are left out until Parshas Pinchas. But part of the Kedusha Sayom of every Moed is the fact that it is a Yom Korban. That there are Musafim is part of the integral definition of a Mikra Kodesh. But the details, not necessarily. But even when it comes to details, Ramban points out, as I said, that there's a kind of a dialectical relationship. V'yirmoz aleim kemosha amar v'kravtem isha l'ashem. The Torah uses the expression ikravtem isha l'ashem, referring to Karbanos. The Omer b'sofa parsha, after Sukkos, Elamad Hashem Asher Tikra Osa Mikrai Kodesh, La'akriv Isha L'Hashem, Ola Mincha Zeva Chunasachim, Avalo Herich Levar HaMusafim. The Torah has just the amount of references to Musafim to establish clearly that it's part of its Kedusha Sayom, and just, you know, is missing the detail enough to establish that it isn't a Parshas Karbanos. Now, the Ramban's own explanation, once he's established this, is a little bit less exhilarating, a little bit less illuminating. And he explains simply, Shalorotso she'inoagu lahem b'midbar. Because had the Parshas Musafim been, you know, formulated right here in Parshas Emor, then one would have thought that these Karbanos would be brought in the Midbar, since this parsha is being said in the Midbar. V'achrei shemana boi ha'aretz b'chumash p'kudim v'tziva leila t'chalek ha'aretz. Once the Torah speaks about k'nisa la'aretz and talks about chalukas ha'aretz, then safely bi'er ha'musafim kulam b'parshas Pinchas sheyasu osam ba'aretz b'yadu l'donos. V'alkein omar b'yom ha'kipurim v'yaskar sh'tziva atzmosha sh'osakein b'midbar v'hiskir b'parsha zu. Now the Ramban faces a problem, because if indeed this is not the Parsha Karbanos, even if the reason is technical, because it's the Midbar, so why, when it comes to the Omer and the Korban Shtei Alechem, as we noted, why do we have this as an exception? So the Ramban, again, Lishitaso, says, V'hiskir b'parsha zu keves ha'omer v'kivsei ha'atzeres, keves ha'omer from the Korban ha'omer, kivsei ha'atzeres of the Shtei Alechem, ki b'yadua shelo yinoagu ala ba'aretz, she'en boim biglal alechem, שאמר בו כי סבואו לארץ וקצרתם את קצירה, אבל הימים עצמם נוהגים מיד. Ramban says, there's no danger that anybody will think that the Korban Omer and Shtei Lechem could be brought in the Midbar, because the main focal point of these two Korbanos, which makes them singular, is that the Ikar Korban is the Lechem part, not the Behema part. The Behema are the accompaniment of Omer and Shtei Lechem. It's even clearer in Shtei Lechem than in Omer. And therefore, since lechem is such a central part of these Karbanos, it's clear that it had to come from Tevuas Ha'aretz. Indeed, the Mishnah in Masechet Kelim, which I have on the Maror Mekomos towards the end, says, Eser Kedushal Seim, Eretz Yisrael Mikudeshes Mikol Ha'aretzos. And one of the expressions of this Kedusha is the fact that Bikurim, Omer, and Shtei Alechem can come exclusively from Eretz Yisrael. So since there's no danger in misreading the fact that you might be able to bring these Karbanos in the Midbar, says the Ramban, for that reason, the Omer and Shtei Alechem are an exception to the rule that, you know, other Karbanos, specifically the Musafim, are omitted in Parshas Emor and appear only in Parshas Pinchas. Later on, the Ramban again revisits this question. Obviously, it really troubled him, the fact that Omer and Shtei Alechem are really in this Parsha. And if you look later on, he says, this is on, you know, Dibra Maskel Behine Tama Parsha, also in Ramban Vayikra Perakov Gimel. In my Marmakovus, it's on page 2. I should have gotten yours. But Behine Tama Parsha Shiatchel Ispor Betchilas Ketzir Sa'orim, V'yavi Reishis Ketziro Karmel Mincha L'Shem, V'yakrivo Alav Karban, V'yashlim Nisparo Betchilas Ketzir Kitim Ka'alos Kadish Be'ito, V'yavi Mimenu Solas Kitim Mincha L'Shem V'yavi Karban Alav, L'kein Hizkir Akarbanos Ha'ilo B'Parsha, Kehem Beglal Ha'Menachos, Shehem Ha'ikar B'chag Azeh, V'lo Hizkir Ha'musafim Bahem, Kasher Lo Hizkir B'shar Ha'moadim. So again, the Ramban obviously was very troubled by this issue, feels that he, you know, dealt with it, but tries to deal with it again. That is a siman, probably that he wasn't completely satisfied with his own explanation. But at the end of the day, Ramban is insightfully highlighting that there's a difference, you know, between the treatment of Omer and Shtei Alechem and other Karbanos, and is giving an explanation, mostly a technical explanation, but one which is greater food for thought. So I'd like to suggest a different explanation, and one which I think provides not only a rationale why these korbanos are so central in this parsha, but I think also an approach to understanding this period of time. To do that, I'm going to take a little bit of a step backwards, and if we could go to the end of the Mar Makomos, again, in mine, it's page 5, the Shulchan Aruch Hilchos Avelos. If everybody could turn to that. Shulchan Aruch Yoredeya Hilchos Avelos, Simen Shin Sadi Tes, Sif Gimel. The Shulchan Aruch deals with the question, what happens if there is a Shiva, if a person is an Avelos, and that Avelos, the Shiva, or Shloshim, is cut off by the Moed. So we know from the Mishnayos in Moed Katan, and we paskin this way as well, that a moed cancels, a moed is mevatel avelos. That's an important principle. The question is, when a moed is mevatel an avelos that exists, at what time in the observance of that avelos, you know, does the avelos terminate? So typically, the halacha is, for example, Erev Shabbos or most Erev Yom Tov, if a person is in the state of Avelus, he goes as long as he can go and still be prepared for Shabbos or for Yom Tov, but he should try to extend during the day as much as he can. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Im kavaras meso shiva yamim, kodem haregel, v'nag b'em gzera shiva, haregel mevato mimenu gzera shloshim, apilu chol yom shvi be'erev haregel, demitzas hayom kekulo ve'olo lekan o lekan, okay, so you're allowed to, you know, Erev Aregel, you're allowed to do malachos that would have been prohibited otherwise, mishum avelus, in preparation for the chag. Says the Rama, Haga, samuch lekashecha, this is only to take place close to the evening, giving you the amount of time to prepare so that you can, you know, properly observe the chag. Ube'erev Pesach mutar b'kol achar chatzos. However, when it comes to Erev Pesach, at chatzos already, it's permissible to conclude or to terminate the avelos. Dehainu mizman shchitas ha'pesach v'eilach, ve'odev shi'galeach kodem chatzos, hov yacher masur m'legaleach achar chatzos. So, the Rama says something spectacular, and that is that on Erev Chag HaMatzos, on the day of Yudalid Nisan, if a person is an Avel, his Avelus ends at Chatzos. The Shach, reacting very sharply, disagrees. He says, Zeh Hotzi Arav Mitshuvas Marimintz, Simedalid, Mitzarachiyun. Says he didn't make it up, he got it from a Tshuva the Marimintz, but he says it's difficult. The Adarabba, Mash Masham, the Erev Pesach Shavala Kol Erev Yom Tov, it sounds like Erev Pesach is the same as any other Erev Yom Tov, and you should wait till Samach Lecha Sheicha. V'im kein yachol l'saper, you could get a haircut, konim chatzos, v'lo dami l'ruchitza, defshe micha sheicha, and so on, and so forth. In other words, in the end of the day, the Shach disagrees with the Psak of the Ramah, and thinks that chatzos is not the termination of Avelos, even on Erev Pesach. The Gra, trying to defend the position of the Ramah, has a very one-line, powerful comment, Kedarka. So the Gra says, this is Bira Gra, Sif Katan Tes, V'nira d'chashuv kimamoed, d'kra chashavo b'toch ha-moedim. V'chein medami b'gemara perik dalad d'psachim u'perik beis d'moed katan. The Gra says that the reason for the Psak of the Ramah, that at Katzos, Erev Chagamatzos, you terminate Dine Avelos, what's unique about it, is the fact that in the Parshas HaMoadim, meaning in Parshas Emor itself, is included a Pasuk about Korban Pesach. If you look in Parshas Emor, as I mentioned before, you have an introduction, Ela Moadei Hashem, then you have a brief discussion of Shabbos. From there you have a transition into Pesach and Chagamatzos. But before the Torah speaks about Yom Tezvav, which is Chagamatzos, it speaks about bringing the Korban Pesach on Yom Yudalid at Chatzos. So the Gra says something sensational. The Gra says, why is the Pasuk of Korban Pesach in Parshas Emor? It's in Parshas Bo. It's going to be in Parshas Bahaloscha when we speak of Korban Pesach. Today actually is Pesach Sheni. Appropriate to speak about this. The Korban Pesach, says the Gra, by implication, is not simply another Korban. The Korban Pesach isn't a Musaf. The Korban Pesach is a unique Korban that engenders and reflects a kind of quasi-Yom Tov in its own right. I see some people in the crowd, some Talmidim from the past. I've discussed this general theme many, many times. I believe in it very strongly. But what the Gra is saying is that this idea of Erev Pesach, because of Korban Pesach being a kind of a Yom Tov, is based on the Torah's presentation in Parshas Emor of a Pasuk regarding the bringing of that Korban. The Netziv in HaMikdavar says something very similar. So now if we take a step back, it is Pesach Sheni today, but we're not discussing Korban Pesach right now. But the implications of what the Gra and the Netziv say about the Parsha loom large in analyzing, right, the issue that we began, which is, how come Parshas Emor, which as the Ramban and others note, typically avoids the Korbanos HaMusaf, how come when it comes to the Korban Omer and the Korban Shnei Lechem, we have 13, 14, practically a third of the entire Parshas Emor, which avoids Musafim, is dedicated to Omer and Shnei Lechem and Sfiras HaOmer. Nothing on the surface to do with Moedim. So while the Ramban gave a very interesting answer, and that is the only reason Musafim are not in Emor is because people might mistakenly think that they apply the Midbar, you're not going to make that mistake in the Lechem-focused Korbanos of Omer and Shnei Lechem, and therefore there's no reason not to include them. That's an interesting answer for sure. What I'd like to suggest is a whole different approach based on the Gra. According to the Gra, as reflected in Korban Pesach, to explain the Ramah, anything that is the focus of attention, anything that is amplified in Parshas Emor, is itself related to Kedushas Hayom. In other words, is part of the Chag itself. And therefore, by implication, you know, just like Korban Pesach is in that Parsha because it reflects a kind of Yom Tov, it would seem that the Korban Omer on the second day of Chagamatzos on Tes Zayin Nisan and the period of Sfira that joins Mimachras HaShabbos, Be'etzam Hayom Hazeh, that joins, you know, from the second day of Chagamatzos all the way to Chag HaShavuos, which isn't even named, but it's simply Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh, Mikra Kodesh Yelachem, which is defined by the Korban Shnei Lechem. it would appear by implication that Sfiras HaOmer and these two Korbanos aren't just things that we bring during this period of the year, but that the details of the Korbanos and the methodology of counting the Zman are themselves expressions of the Kedushas HaYom that exists in a, you know, kind of a muted state from the second day of Chag HaMatzos all the way until Chag HaShavuot. And in order to explain this still better, what I'd like to do, right, is take a another little bit of a step back. Let's discuss for a moment Sfiras HaOmer itself. So it's very fascinating if you go back to the Psukim. What is Sfiras HaOmer connected to? So firstly, the Parsha begins, going back to page 1, by Daber Hashem El Moshe Leimor. Daber Bnei Yisrael V'amarta Aleihem Kisabou El Haaretz. The Ramban, if you look at not the first Ramban which we read, let's look at the second Ramban entry here. I have it on page 2. I think I read the first and the third. I was trying to make things just a little bit difficult, you know, for people to follow. So, you know, we did first and third, now we're going to do the second. So the Ramban says the following. Ramban notes, how come sometimes in Parshas HaMoedim it says Vaydaber Hashem El Moshe Leimor, and sometimes it follows with Dabero B'nei Yisrael, and sometimes it doesn't. Says the Ramban, Dabero B'nei Yisrael V'amarta Aleihem Ki Savo El Haaretz. Bavur sheichadesh bekam bekol echad min ha-moedim mitzvah chadasha milvad ha-shabbaton v'ha-mikra kodesh titiached bekol moed parsha b'fnei atzma sheyazir bo daber b'nei Yisrael. So the Ramban basically says that whenever the Torah says v'idabar Hashem Moshe Leimor, and especially if it says daber b'nei Yisrael v'amarta aleihem, it's a way of separating the parshios, of saying that this is a new Parsha, a new Kedushas HaYom. And therefore, Ramban was bothered. How come there's no break between Chag HaShavuos in the Parsha? There's no Vayidaber Hashem El Bnei Yisrael, and there's no V'amarta Aleihem when it comes to post-Omer, pre, you have the Omer, Sfiras HaOmer, Shtei Alechem, Shavuos, and there's no Vayidaber Hashem El Moshe Leimor, Daber El Bnei Yisrael. So the Ramban says, Amar hakol b'parsha achas, b'abur sheyom hazikaron, I'm sorry, I'm skipping. Mipnei shechag ha-shavuos zmano tali ba'omer, Amar hakol b'parsha achas. Because Shavuos doesn't have a date, and Shavuos doesn't have a name, all Shavuos has is be'etzam ha-yom hazeh and mikra kodesh. Therefore, says the Ramban, it also is presented as if it is one unit, one integrated whole, together with Omer, Sfiras HaOmer, and Shtei Alechem. Then he adds, Ubavur, this is another example, Sheyom HaZikaron V'Yom HaKippurim B'Chodesh Echad U'Shneim Inyan Echad B'dinu Avonus V'Kaparasam L'Shavim Lo'or V'Yom HaKippurim Da'Aber Al-Bnei Yisrael Ki Aspik B'Dibur Rishon V'Osamim Shtei Parshios Sheim Inyanim Shonim. Ramban says, when it comes to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, it's somewhere in between. You have Vaydaber Hashem Moshe, but you don't have Daber B'nei Yisrael. But when it comes to Omer, Sfiras HaOmer, Shavuos, you have none of those. As if the Torah was hinting at us, or telling us, that this is all one integrated parsha. However, it's interesting then to note, which the Ramban does not note, that the words, right, Vaydaber Hashem Moshe Daber B'nei Yisrael V'amar Talem Kisavo El Haaretz, follow and interrupt or disrupt the flow from Chag HaMatzos, right, to Omer, Sfiras HaOmer, and Korban Shtei Alechem. So on the one hand, the Torah is written in a way that hints at the integration from Sfiras HaOmer all the way through Chag HaShavuos, even as it makes a sharp stop, right, after the first day of Chag HaMatzos, and the idea that there'll be seven other, you know, extensions, you know, or 7 days extension, as if almost to break from the Omer. So it's very very interesting in light of that to note that there is a major, major machlokes harishonim, how to kind of classify especially Sfiras HaOmer. On the one hand, you have Shitas HaRambam. The Rambam ignored or probably had a different explanation of the phenomena that the Ramban just pointed out, namely, Vaydabar Shem Moshe Limor, Daber B'nei Yisrael, you know, in the place where it is. Instead, again, you have to be medayik, these things, the Rambam didn't announce it, but I think it's pretty obvious. The way that the Rambam formulated these dinim in Hilchos Tmidin U'Musafim, it sounds like the Rambam was telling us that Sfiras HaOmer really belongs with Chag HaMatzos, uninterrupted. So, for example, look in Perek Zayin, Hilchos Tmidin U'Musafim. I have it on the bottom of page 2. You may already have it on page 3, I'm not sure. But you'll see Rambam, Hilchos Tmidin U'Musafim, Perek Zayin, Halacha Gimel. The one after it is Rambam, Hilchos Tmidin U'Musafim, Perek Ches, Halacha Aleph. So, just to make it clear, Perek Zayin is totally dedicated to Chag HaMatzos. Perek Ches, I'll read the beginning of Perek Ches just to make it clear. Perek Ches is about B'yom Chamishim B'Sfiras HaOmer, on the 50th day of Sfiras HaOmer, Hu Chag HaShavuos, V'Hu Atzeres, Hu B'yom Zeh Makrivin Musaf, K'mo Musaf Rosh Chodesh, Shnei Parim, Ayil, Shiva Kavasim, Kulamolos, Irchatos, etc. And then two lines later, Va'od Mivin Yesra Al Musaf B'yom Azeh, Mincha Kadosha Shtei Alechem U'Makrivim Mimalechem Par Shneil. So Perek Ches Halacha Aleph is where the Rambam discusses Chag HaShavuos and mentions the Karbonos Musafim as well as the Karbon Shtei Alechem. What is Perek Zayin? Totally Chag HaMatzos. And what does the Rambam say in Perek Zayin? Look at Halacha Gimel now. The Pesach Makrivim Korban Musaf B'chol Yom. Every day of Pesach you bring the Korban Musaf. B'yom HaRishon Ad Yom HaShvi Kim Musaf Rashi Chadashim Parim Shnayim Ayel Echad Shiva Kivasim Hakol Olos Usir Chatos HaNecheles. And then he adds B'yom Sheni Shal Pesach, on the second day of Pesach, Shehu Yom Shisha Asar B'Nisan, which is the 16th day of Nisan, Makrivin Yeser Al Musaf Shal Kol Yom. The Rambam's writing this intentionally. What he's saying is, there are Musafin every day of Pesach, and added to that, by saying added to that, we'd all count. The Rambam could have said, you know, and the next day, there's a Korban called, you know, Korban, you know, HaOmer. But he doesn't. This is the Rambam's way of adjoining, right, integrating all of these things. He's saying, on the second day of Pesach, in addition to the regular Musaf, which is the sixth day, we all know that the second day of Pesach is the 16th of Nisan. It's the second day of Pesach, it's also the 16th of Nisan. Makrivin Yesra Musaf Shol Kol Yom Kevas La'ola Im Omer HaTnufa Vehi Mincha Shol Tzibur Kamosha B'Yarn. What is the Rambam saying? That the Korban HaOmer belongs to the afterglow or to the celebration of Pesach and Chag HaMatzos. What happens after Halacha Gimel until you get to the end of Perek Zayin and Perek Ches, which is Chag HaShavuos? I should have put it in here. That's where the Rambam enumerates, that's where he delineates all of the dinim of Sfiras HaOmer. That you count days and you count weeks, and what happens if you skip. By the way, the Rambam's view is that Sfiras HaOmer is min HaTorah. The Balei Tosis in Menachos and in Megillah suggests that Bizman HaZeh, Sfiras HaOmer is only Drabanan, and that's why you can say Sveika Drabanan Lakula. After all, the Korban HaOmer is not brought Bizman HaZeh, so it should only be Drabanan. Yet the Rambam, in Hilchos Tmidin U'Musafim, says that Sfiras HaOmer Bizman HaZeh is Doraisa, even though he connects it to the Korban HaOmer. Again, there's a whole discussion of this in Achronim. Some of the Achronim say, oh, the Balei Tosis thought Sfiras HaOmer is connected to the Korban, and therefore it's Drabanan, right? The Rambam thought Sfirsa Omer is connected to Chag HaShavuos, right? And therefore, it's Doraisa. Let's see, for example, the Aruch HaShulchan makes a suggestion, many Achronim. The problem with that is twofold. Number one, if that were really the pshat in the Rambam, where should he have written this halacha that Sfirsa Omer is Bizman HaZeh Doraisa? Certainly not in Hilchos Tmidin HaMusafin. It should have been in Hilchos Yom Tov. Number two, if it was all about Shavuos, as I said, the Rambam should have put it in Perek Ches, not in Perek Zayin. Perek Ches comes after Perek Zayin. From a structural point of view, the Rambam could have ended Perek Zayin and just began the Dinam of Sfirsa Omer with Perek Ches. But the Rambam believes Sfirsa Omer to be Doraisa. He develops all of the Dinam where? In Perek Zayin. And basically what the Rambam then is practically stating explicitly is that Sfiras HaOmer and Korban HaOmer are all part of the story of Pesach and Chag HaMatzos. And that transitions into a break, the Korban Shtei HaLechem, which of course is the Kedusha Sayom of Chag HaShavuos, that's in Perek Ches HaLecha. There are other indications of this as well. I just wanted to highlight one since our time is limited. And that's in a very interesting tshuva of the Avnei Nezer. If you look on page... five. In mine, it's page five. Shut Avnei Nezer, Chelek Arachayim, Simen Shin Pei Dalet. I have it as page five. Is it page five? Hopefully. Okay. Either way, you'll find it. So this is a tshuva to the Avnei Nezer's nephew. Okay. So he was asked the following, Shalom lechvod ahuvi yedidi, chasan achosi, right, the son-in-law of my sister, so nephew-in-law, right, harav, charef ubaki, fine. Asher hukshalo b'divrei haramban. What was the issue? The Ramban in Masechet Kiddushin has a very shocking view. Ramban in Masechet Kiddushin seems to say that Mitzvah Saseh Shazman Grama Noshim Peturos does not apply to Sfiras HaOmer. Almost all Rishonim of the opinion that Sfiras HaOmer is Mitzvah Saseh Shazman Grama. And women are exempt. The Magen Avraham is a whole discussion, you know, whether women, you know, were Makabel, they were Kiblo Alai, so pretty much, you know, it's treated as a Kova. Very interesting discussion in Shulchan Aruch. But Midoraisa, it's Mitzvah Seish Shazman Grama. Ramban in Kiddushin seems to say that it's not a Mitzvah Seish Shazman Grama. And the question is why? Ad Kedei Kach, that there were those who suggested that it was a wrong girsa in the Ramban. That really, according to the Ramban, you know, it should say that it is a Mitzvah Seish Shazman Grama. Okay? That doesn't seem to be a very edifying answer, I think. And the Avnei Nezer didn't think so either. So the Avnei Nezer was trying to explain to his nephew-in-law how it could be that Sfiras HaOmer would be obligatory upon women and it's not a Mitzvah Seish Shazman Grama. So he says something really interesting. First he tries one thing. Oh, that's worth noting. Asher hukshalo b'divrei Ramban shemona Sfiras HaOmer b'chlal mitzvah she'en Shazman Grama v'inyan pla'i, says it's astonishing. The efshar Sfiras HaRamban de'omer lo tolsa Torah b'zman atzmo shemakrivim bo. Aynu she'akrivu omer b'tazayin b'nisan, rak mimachras ha-shabas, b'targamin mi-basar yom ha-tava, imkein ein zman tazayin b'nisan goreim. Very interesting idea, a very lamdisha idea from the Avnei Nezer. Avnei Nezer says, listen, we all know what day Sfiras HaOmer begins, but it's fascinating that the Torah didn't say the 16th of Nisan. Instead, it linked it to what? To the bringing of the Korban HaOmer. By connecting it to the Korban HaOmer, saying that's the Mechayim, even though that comes out of the date, maybe it shows the date isn't the Mechayim, the time isn't the Mechayim, the Maisa Krava is the Mechayim. That's not a Mitzvah Seish Shazman Grama. That was the first idea. That's a Chiddush in a dual Chiddush. A Chiddush in understanding Sfira, for sure, but also in understanding Mitzvah Seish Shazman Grama, where you can have a fixed time, but if it isn't the time, it's the substance that makes that time significant. then that wouldn't qualify as mitzvah seishes. That's for another time, but that's a very interesting idea. That, in the end, the Avnei Nezer drops. He says, "Bim tomar mikol makom zman haShabbos utezvav benisan gorem halakol mitzvah haShabbos nashim kayavos pesach matzo marar legam l'saper b'tzias mitzrayim kasa b'chinuch l'chayavos." Kuadin Omer, Yata Yachal Apotra Machanus Shazman Yomtov Grama, Kimchikomitsa Shabi Yomtov Nashim Kayam. Instead, the Avnei Nezer suggests something else sensational. He says, isn't it true that the holiday of Chagamatzos, more than any other holiday, defies the normal principles of Mitzvah Saseh Shazman Grama Nashim Peturos? After all, we're all familiar with the fact that even though matzah is mitzvah seishes man grama, right? Nashim achayavos b'matzah. Moreover, according to the Sefer HaChinuch, they're obligated in the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And so on. So since Chag HaMatzos, anyways, is an exception to the rule of mitzvah seishes man grama nashim peturos, therefore, says the Avnei Nezer, hu adin omer. But of course, that only makes sense if you take the view, like the Rambam, as I was portraying it, that Korban HaOmer and Sfiras HaOmer, as evidenced by the Rambam's dealing with all these halachas in Perek Zayin, Hilchos Tmidim, belongs to the holiday of Chag HaMatzos and Pesach. Then it makes sense to say, maybe, that if the rules of Mitzvah Seishes Man Grama don't apply to Chag HaMatzos and Chag HaPesach, then they also don't apply in this situation, you know, to Sfira. Okay. However, there is conflicting evidence. This conflicting evidence which establishes that Sfira Sa'omer is dafka connected to the holiday of Shavuos. The first evidence is what Ramban noted that we discussed before. Namely, the way the Torah writes the Parshios, right, it seems clear, number one, that we are separating from Pesach and we are linking and integrating to Shavuos. Vaydabar Hashem Moshe Limar, Dabero B'nei Yisrael, right, appears after Pesach, before Omer and Sfira, right, and doesn't appear before Shavuos. That double editorial, divine editorial decision, if you want to call it that, establishes unequivocally, right, that the Parsha of Omer and Sfira and Shtei Alechem all belong with Chag HaShavuos. If we were using the Rambam structure, for example, we would say that the Ramban's Ha'ara about Parshas Emor would have led to a codification of Omer and Sfiras HaOmer in Perek Ches Hilchos Tmidim, not in Perek Zayin of Hilchos Tmidim. But it's more than that. The fact is that the Abu Dram already suggests the major discussion in the Rishonim in the end of Masechet Pesachim, Baal HaMor, Ravid, Ramban, why don't we say Zman Shechiyanu when it comes to Sfiras HaOmer? And there are different answers that are given. I'm not going to go through all of them. Each one is very fascinating. The answer of the Abu Dram, if you look here on page 5, we have Sefer Abu Dram, Birchas HaMitzvos HaMishpateim, the Chain Sfiras HaOmer, since the Sfira is a prelude, Havas Bikurim here means Korban Shtei Halechem, says the Ramban, Kemo Shonemer Usfartim Lachem Ad Mimacharas HaShabbos, Dailo Bizman Sheomer Alakos Bimoed. When you say Kiddush on Shavuos and you say Zman Shecheyanu, that Kiddush refers also to Sfiras HaOmer. In other words, unlike the Avnei Nezer and the Rambam, right, the Abu Dram and the Ramban are connecting Sfiras HaOmer to Chag HaShavuos. And indeed, this is what the Radbaz says as well. If you look at the Tshuvas HaRadbaz, Chelek Dalet Simin Reish Nun Vav, right, She'ela She'alta Lama Lo Tiknuk She'achayonu V'Sfiras HaOmer. Many answers are given, but if you look at line 2, 4, 8, line 8. Umikomakom beikra shela niomer shekol mitzvah shiachana lemitzvah acheres tiknu sheivarech shechiyanu ala mitzvah haikarit upoter ashteya. whenever there's a connection between mitzvos, the Shechiyanu is said towards the end of the combined mitzvah, or the integrated mitzvah. Hilkach Sfiras HaOmer, Hi Hachana Liatzeres, it is a preparation for Shavuos. Yitziv Shiva Shavuos Tisparlach, Nachel Kamesha Kama, Vasisachag Shuas Hashem Lakecha, Nikim Shi Mitzvah Tuli Bacheres, Mevorech Bechaga Shavuos, Olo Lakan Ulakan. So again, the Radvaz, like the Abu Dram, suggests that Birchas Hazman reflects the idea that the concept of Sfiras HaOmer is a prelude to Shavuos. These two perspectives are also reflected in discussions about the structure of Sfiras HaOmer. So, for example, as we all know, we count, you know, up to Sfiras HaOmer. Hayom Yom Rishon, Yom Sheni, Yom Shlishi. Right now we're up to, you know, today is 29, Pesach Sheni, and we'll go up to 49. If indeed the Rambam's right, the Avnei Nezer is right, that this all belongs to Chag HaPesach, then it makes a lot of sense that we go from the second day up until we reach, you know, days from, right, the 50th day from the bringing of the Omer, is the end, or 49 days is the end count of Sfiras HaOmer. However, if it were to be true that the Mechayev of Sfiras HaOmer is a countdown to Shavuos, then one would think that that's a good joke, though. I like the joke, it's very good. I would think that the structure would be the opposite. So if you look at the Sefer HaChinuch tells us that indeed, really, the counting, I'm not going to read it inside because of apparently we're low on time, really, the counting should have been down and not up, 49, 48, 47, but it would have been too depressing to know that there were so many days till Matan Torah. The Chinuch has a very stirring, beautiful, eloquent formulation about how Maimed Har Sinai and Matan Torah is the Ikar linchpin of everything. Everything works towards it, and therefore Sfira is a count towards it. But it would have been depressing, and we're not going to change the count in the middle. Let's count up 24 and then count down the last 25. So basically the Chinuch says it's an exception. So again, this structural question and how it's answered reflects these two ideas as well. But there is a third view, and that is the view of the Ramban, and Rabbi Yehuda Chassid in his Perush al HaTorah as well. The last Ramban that I have here on page 4, I think, one second, let me see. On page 3, the Ramban explains that Shavuos is an atzeres to the holiday of Chag HaPesach. V'tziva b'chag ha-matzos shivas yomim b'kdusha l'pneim v'lachreim, ki kulam kdoshim b'besok ha-matzim, u'manim mimenu tisho v'arbim yom shiva shavuos ki mei olam, v'kodesh v'kidesh yimei shmini k'shmini shal chag, v'yomim atzfurim b'en atayim, k'cholo shomoi b'en rishon u'shmini v'chag. Ramban says that Sfiras HaOmer and the days in between are like a bridge. They are like a Chol HaMoed that connects Chag HaMatzos and Chag HaShavuos. According to this formulation of the Ramban, both the Rambam and the other Ha'aros are in part correct. So let's take a step back, we only have a couple of minutes, and try to understand what that means. Like, what is it about these Korbanos and about this Sfira, you know, that basically I'm suggesting constitutes a diluted form of Kedushas Hayom, like the Ramban says, a kind of a Chol HaMoed that bridges Chag HaMatzos and Chag HaShavuos, the Chag of Matan Torah Sein. And I think the answer lies in the nature of the Korbanos themselves, which is why they aren't here as Korbanos, they are here as symbols that embody the Kedushas Hayom of the Chag itself. The Korban HaOmer and Korban Shtei Lechem are both rule-breaking korbanos that focus on the mincha. One is of seorim, the other is chitim. The korban of seorim is a matir, Basically, it symbolizes, you know, the transition from a behema-type life, a life in which Klal Yisrael were avadim, in which they were on the threshold of the 50th shar of Tumah, from which there maybe would have been, you know, no return. The emphasis was basically on the principle of physical cheiros to, you know, begin the process of ayom hazeh niyaseh la'am, of establishing, you know, a different kind of perspective. And as such, the holiday of Pesach, of course, is a time of chametz. Typically, you don't bring chametz in a korban, and when it comes to Chag HaMatzos, there's no chametz even bigvulin. So you have a korban seorim, which is connected to behema, and of course, even bigvulin, there is the focus and the emphasis on chametz. Chametz represents unrestricted growth. Chametz represents physical cheiros, which unconstrained can lead to other abuses. And then comes a process of mimni shvui v'mimni yomi, of counting weeks and counting days, counting both of these units of time as Klal Yisrael built up to the principle of Hallelu Avde Hashem Velo Avde Paro, of replacing one kind of servitude, an undignified animalistic type, one which chametz was inappropriate because unrestricted growth in a material way is unhealthy, to becoming a spiritual people, Hayom Hazeh Niyaseh La'am, which would culminate in being worthy of being the recipients of Matan Torah at Maimed Har Sinai. And that, of course, is for the Korban Shtei HaLechem, the only Korban which is purely chametz. In the context of the preparation that takes place of Sfiras HaOmer, from the Korban Seorim of Omer to the Korban Chitim Tchilas HaMenachos, which can then be made of chametz, in that transition you have a kind of quasi-kedushas hayom. And therefore, the Torah tells us that this period that we are in is itself a kind of yom tov. And it seals that deal by telling us that just like every yom tov, there's an added element of tzedakah, right? In the context of speaking about the days of Sfiras HaOmer, uketzarta nesaktzira, there is a concept of peah as well. So, I just want to conclude that, again, it's very fascinating that the way that Parshas Emor is formulated really transmits this unequivocal message of the way in which we prepare for Maimed Har Sinai and Matan Torah, and it's a very kind of an inspiring way, a way that we, each as individuals and as a community, can make the transition from the prohibition of chametz, the idea of Ein Ben Chor Nelemisha Osek B'Torah B'Mitzvos, to Korban Shtei HaLechem, and being worthy recipients of Maimed Har Sinai. Thank you very much.